Welcome back. This is our business to business segment. As a certified financial planner, you know, I always want to put the best team in place for our clients. So I'm in studio with estate planning attorney Steve Gibbs and the president of AE Life Insurance Division, Jim Bowman. And we're going to talk about something that I'm not even going to give you the name yet because I don't want you to run out and try to think you can do this because this is very, very complicated. But think about, and Jim and Steve here, as a business owner, you're setting up so much stuff with your deferred comp. You're spending a lot of money. You're making a lot of money. And you might have a lot of assets. And then someone comes to you and say, you know what? You need to have a lot of life insurance in case something happens to you for succession planning, for estate planning. And then you see these premiums and you say, holy Toledo, there's no way I'm going to do that. And Jim, this is where you specialize, and I want you just talk a little bit about what we can do for our listeners.
Well, there's a client a while back who was really tunning it in his business. He's doing very, very well, and he was recommended to buy a significant amount of life insurance. And then he looked at the premium and said, are you kidding me? I can make 25%. On my money, that money that you want me to give to that stinking insurance company, I can make 25% by reinvesting that in my business. Why would I do that? And to be honest, there wasn't a good answer at that cost. But when we went to him and said, listen, if we could find somebody to loan you the money, so you wouldn't have to put your own dollars, but you would just have to pay the interest. He went, can you do that? Is that possible? And where do you find this lender? Because what he did, he loved the value of what life insurance was going to bring to his business and his family. He loved it, but he hated the price. Sure so did. A lot of people talked about life insurance back in that day. It was discounted dollars. That's what you're buying the leverage of life insurance for. Well, he got a discount on the discount by using a bank to pay the premium.
Low interest rates, too. That helps.
Especially right now, you get some very significant low interest rates. Right now, you're looking anywhere from 3 to 4% on borrowing the money. And the banks that, Alfie, you work with, will definitely take the policy as part of the collateral, too. So depending on how it's funded and financed, there may not be very much at all collateral to be put up.
So this is something for people that either want to have now, Jim, let's talk about who does stuff like this. You know, it's good for people that are 21, and we have people that, you know, that you have, Jim, that are NBA basketball players without saying names,
right?
That said, you know what? I want to have a beautiful pension down the road that is tax free, but I don't want to put all this money in. I want to still be able to do what I want to do, but I don't mind paying the interest on the money that I'm taking. They're taking the interest on the money. Talk about this.
Yeah, so, you know, listen, there's the money's going to be paid back. So there's not a free loan from the bank and everything else. And the death benefit, which is great and very powerful, should the insured pass away prematurely, can help go pay back the loan. But the reality is we're going to let that money sit in the cash value account and grow. And at a certain time period, we're going to take the money from within the policy and pay back the lender, and we'll have enough left in the policy for that policy to go on without any other payments. And then down the road, you have a pile of cash that you can take out for income. Or what we've also seen this for, you talked about the younger people, and I know you're working on a very young, successful client right now using this strategy. But for your older clients who over 70, it's a great way to pay estate taxes and borrow the money so they're not putting dollar for dollar up for the estate taxes.
Yeah, so you could be a listener at 70 years old. You might have already sold your business, but you might have a tax problem. And so you can do that, and we bring Steve Gibbs in there to help with the
Right, and I guess I could speak to that real quick. I mean, a lot of times we see people that have, you might be wondering, why would I want to get the maximum amount of insurance coverage? And of course, you're talking about, liquidity with the estate taxes, capital gains, and all the things that it can happen. And so it's a valuable way to leverage your
and
premiums,
increase your estate.
and increase your estate and create that liquidity that's needed to settle everything and not have all the issues, you know, on the back end.
Now, this is a win-win. If you want to know more about this, this is a very specialized technique that is out there that we utilize because of the people that Jim knows and the companies that he knows and the connections that he has being in the insurance business for many years. So if you'd like to know more about that, we'd love to hear from you. And this could be something that could be beneficial for you and your family and your business. So give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155 or go to savingtheinvestor.com.